Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, I want to welcome everybody to Open Mic Friday. Again, I know we pretty much always have an open mic policy. We want to hear from you. But especially on Fridays, you know, today's the day where we're closing out the week. You know, we're getting ready to close out the month. We've got a lot of activity, a lot of things. I was on the phone very late last night with both Rick Lindsay as well as Garrett. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to hear from our Global Master Distributor and talk about the event that's going to be taking place next week and why you need to be there, okay? Because, guys, we've got a lot of exciting things happening. And trust me, you want to be in front of what's taking place with Affinity 24 as we start to go towards our official launch in April. If you're on the link today and you want to dial in, the number is 646-716-8438. Again, 646-716-8438. And simply press 1. If you've got a testimonial, something happening, we want to hear from you. But as always, I want to take the call to our Global Master Distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamalva. Guys, this gentleman is working around the clock, just like the rest of our corporate team. So, you know, when you get out to California next week, extend a hand. Hey, good morning, Jeff. I got you live on Blog Talk this morning. What's happening?
Thank you, Mr. Resides. And hey, everybody, welcome to what would we call this, Happy Friday? Every day should be a happy day, you know, in Affinity 24. So thank you for that introduction. And as always, you know, I want to make sure everybody knows about our leadership team, Mr. Garrett Logan, Mr. Nick Logan, who's back in town after traveling. And those guys are back at it. And, you know, we got the keys to the brand new training center yesterday. And these guys are full metal jacket, you know, making that thing happen for all of us next week. You know, their efforts are unbelievable. And like I said, our company, you could rest assured, is getting better every single day. And that's what it's all about. You know, of course, our VP of sales, Mr. Bill Resides, you know, doing what he does on the East Coast. And I know Mr. Resides is coming in, I believe, next Tuesday. Is that right, Bill?
Actually, I won't be in until Thursday. I had a couple of appointments lined up here to meet with some folks on Tuesday and Wednesday. So I'll be flying in Thursday, but I'll be staying extra days the following week.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So and then, of course, Mr. Rick Lindsay and Mr. Mike Medina. You know, our leadership team is second to none, guys. And like Mr. Reside said, when you guys come in, you know, make sure you give a shout-out to all the leadership. And, you know, we're doing what we have to do to take our company to a whole new level. So let's talk about, first and foremost, VIP weekend. It starts next Friday, the 30th. VIP weekend, Friday night, is a VIP sneak preview of our training center. There's going to be a cocktail party, and it's going to be people taking tours of the new training center. So it's just going to be a party. Now, to qualify for VIP Friday night, there's two qualifications. The first one is you have your first five frontline agents. Okay, we made that decision yesterday, by the way. I had to get over calling these people distributors. Okay, they're agents. So I got to get my mindset right after 21 years of saying distributors. You got to have your five frontline agents, or you have your three new merchant accounts and two frontline agents. So you either make the consultant level by having three merchant accounts and two agents, or five frontline brand-new people in your organization. Okay, so you're supposed to notify your upline when those qualifications are met so we can have your name, you know, at VIP Friday. That will start at 6 o'clock. So that is going to be a great event. Moving into Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, we have our Super Saturday at the brand new training center, going from 10 to 6, full day of training, full day of activities, full day of fun. Immediately following, there will be a social event that will be announced. And then, of course, Sunday, we have our Super Bowl party at the San Juan Hills Golf Club, the Affinity 24 Super Bowl party. So it's going to be a great event, guys. Now, here's what I have always preached. Whenever there's a company event, you have a figure-it-out attitude. And what I've learned because, you know, here's how I learned. I learned because I've always made all the mistakes. No one's made more mistakes than Jeff and Lisa Giamalva. That's why we are where we are. Because without the mistakes, we couldn't be good teachers. People say, how do you know what to say to every single person? How do you know about every possible situation that could arise? Mistakes. How is it that you have you never have a shortage of things to say? Mistakes. Because I am the biggest mistake maker you will ever meet. Well, that's why we're successful. Okay, the more mistakes you make, the more money you make. Does that make sense? Probably not. But when that statement makes sense, you have arrived. The number one thing most people do is try to avoid mistakes. You will never succeed in any undertaking if you try to avoid the mistakes. You got to work through the mistakes. Okay? And this is where you test your character. So one of the biggest mistakes that I made early on is I was always afraid to tell people what to do. I would just say, well, they won't do that. That came from even asking for the sale to get them involved. That came from telling them to come to an event. Because here's the thing. If you're not willing to do certain things, you won't tell people to do those things. In other words, if you're not coming to VIP weekend, if you didn't have a figure-it-out attitude and you made that happen, you will not tell anybody else to do it. Why? How can you tell somebody to do something you're not doing? Okay, Mark, you need to go to VIP weekend. Well, are you going? Well, no, but you need to go. That's why it never even comes out of your mouth. The first problem we have is we don't tell people what they need to do. You know my logic. You've only known me now for, what, 4 weeks? You should know my favorite saying. My favorite saying is tell people what to do and work with the people that do it. Period. I got a guy on the phone. True story, yesterday. Okay, I called one of the people I used to work very closely with, and he's in our former company. And, of course, the first part of the conversation was how great everything is going. Right? Everything is always great. So I said to him, I said, listen, let me tell you what I'm doing now. And I went through it, 5 minutes. I said, now, I know this is not for you, right, takeaway. I know this is not for you. But now that you know what I do, can you please maybe hook me up? He goes, of course, Jeff, you've always been good with me. Okay, 24 hours later, I get an ache. He goes, I want you to call this guy. He's a sub-ISO right now in Mississippi. He's been doing it for 16 years. I called the guy up. Right? I gave him the snapshot vision of what we're doing. I said, listen, because of who you are, I want you to talk to somebody, okay, named Mr. Nick Logan. He's our CEO. Because what you're saying to me is over my head. Because he was doing this merchant mumbo-jumbo. Right? He was talking about merchant services. I said, listen, dude, I don't know about merchant services. Okay? I know about network marketing. But I do know somebody that you need to talk to. Talk to Mr. Logan yesterday for 10 minutes. I get back on the phone and I said, you need to be at VIP weekend. I don't have met the guy yet. And Mr. Logan said, you need to be there. He told him what to do, and guess what he said? I will make that happen. 24 hours. 2 hours later, I get a text. My flights have been booked. I'll see you Thursday. Now, anybody could have done that, but how many people on this call would have told somebody that you've never met, you better be at VIP weekend? Why? I got to find out what I got. Now, if you would have said no, it doesn't mean treated that guy any differently. I would have still worked the process with him. But I want to shake this thing up really quickly. What do I have here? This guy is saying all the right things. Now, you need to be there. Okay, I'm there. Great guy. That's what makes him a great guy. He did what I told him to do. Okay? And I tell everybody, you need to be there next weekend. Well, I don't know. Okay, guess what? The right people figure it out. Now, I know there's circumstances. I get all that. Okay, but see, here's what I've also learned. All distractions are equal. If you want something to be a distraction, it will be a distraction. Okay, if you say you're sick, you're sick. My kids hate when I say that. Yeah, I'm sick. Okay, then you're sick. Okay, I'm not sick. Guess what? I'm not sick. People think, wow, you have no heart. No, that's business. Figure it out. Okay, now this is core group talk, guys, right? So we have to figure out as a company what we have. You don't worry about the people that tell you why it can't work. You only work with the people that have that figure it out attitude. Now, I said all that to say that I don't want us to be the ones that hold people back. I don't want us to be the ones that don't give the right information. We have to be really good at telling people what to do because that's what leaders do. Leaders lead. Listen, get on this webinar. Okay. Okay. Get started. Okay. Now do this. Okay. A good leader at some point was a good follower. But I don't want people to be the ones that don't tell the people what to do. Because there's three phases to our company, guys. There's recruitment, there's retention, and there's replication. Recruitment. Okay. Oh, here he goes again, talking about recruitment. Yep, here he goes again. Okay, now I'm going to change the word recruitment. We said recruitment, retention, replication, so we can call it the three R's. But quite frankly, I don't like the word recruit. I like sponsor. Recruit sends a message of next. I sponsor my people. Do you recruit or do you sponsor? You know the difference? Sponsor means you're part of. I'm going to work with you. But I'm only going to work with you if you're the person worthy of my time. That's why you recruit. You recruit enough people to figure out who you really sponsor. Do you guys see the difference? I could recruit 20 people but only really sponsor 5. Why? Because the other 15 don't want to do what I told them to do. So this is why, and I'm going to wear this hat, and I'm going to wear this hat until, okay, the end of time. You got to keep recruiting to find the right people. That's this business. That's any business. I'm sick of people saying that's the multi-level marketing, you know, phrase. No, it's not. It's any business. Show me a business who doesn't want to keep recruiting. Show me one. No, we have to find the right people. We have a lot of them. Guess what? They're starting to blossom. They're starting to surface. You'll meet them next weekend. You'll meet a lot of the people that are starting to say, you know what? Look at me. Look at me. I want to be a leader. I want to start doing consistent meetings. The only way you guys start to sponsor is we have to have that daily activity. Guys, it's starting to happen, but we need to have. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start tracking the number of meetings that we have every day across the country. Listen, I'm right now the one doing the webinars. Okay, that doesn't mean you can't do a webinar. I'm the one doing three-way calls. Doesn't mean you can't do three-way calls. We have to have come to a point where Affinity 24 has over 100 Bob meetings a week, a day, 100. You know what a Bob meeting is? Business opportunity briefing. We're going to call them Bobs. How many Bobs are going on in your organization? That's going to be a direct reflection if you have a healthy business. If you went all week and there wasn't one Bob, how are you going to find people? Business opportunity briefings. That could encompass webinars and your live events. Right? You've got to have. We need to track the number of meetings. That's how we're going to recruit. The only way to retain is if you have some people to retain. Right? So that's why the message is we have to get out there and start to sponsor. Scratch that. We have to recruit to find the people that we could sponsor so we can have retention. You know what retention is? Retention is this. Once you have those people you sponsor, retention is telling them what to do and see if they do it. That's retention. And within 72 hours, you have to have movement. What I mean by that is this. You have to really enforce step number two with everybody you bring in the business. This is how you find out very quickly what you got. You all know what step number two is? Did they make your list? If someone doesn't make their list, there's no value. I'm talking to you. I don't say that. Listen, if you don't make a list, you have no value to me. I don't say that, but I register it. Because the value someone brings to Affinity 24 is not their $300. There's no profit on $300. That company's just passing through that dollar amount. There is no profit. It's not like Affinity 24 is going, hey, man, we got $300 here. When you see the dollars going out, okay, it's not about that. The dollars come in when you find a person that opens up their contact base. This is it. This is all we do. If I got somebody that's waving their list, that's where I live. Boom, radar, boom. I sponsored 10 people. Out of 10, these two gave me their list. I'm going to live right there because I'm going to retain those two people to do what? Go back to step one. I need those two people to make their list so we have new merchants flowing through and new recruits. It's never ending. Success is a series of things that you do over and over again. Same thing. Hey, guess what, guys? Same meeting. Same jokes. Same thing. That's the key to success. And when you hear my dumb jokes over and over again, you better laugh. You better nod. You better smile. That's part of the game. We're on stage. This is showtime. We have a company to build. We need people out there doing the necessary things to make our business go. These are the things: recruitment, retention, and replication. Sometimes now we're on phase three with some people. We're replicating. We're duplicating. This is really the most important part of the system, is finding the leadership. Okay, but see, some people want to just become a leader. A leader is the one that leads by example. That's who a leader is. It's the leader is the one with the most frontline recruits. That's who the leader is. Why? He's doing it. He's doing it. And then you can see through all his frontline recruits how many people he's retaining. But you can't hide here. There's no hiding. It's real simple. Let's see your genealogy. Let's see how many people you personally brought in. Let's see your group. Okay, we have to hold to that. We have to keep pedal to the metal. And so this is why, guys, at the end of every month, your business goes through three phases every month. You got zone one. Zone one is filling up your funnel. Zone two is pulling people through the funnel. And zone three is getting people started. Do you know if you build your business the right way, you have consistency throughout the month? But just because of human nature, a lot of your business will come the last 4 days of every month. That's a sign of a healthy business because you did it the right way. So do you know you have to look at your organization and go, okay, what can we expect by the 31st? How many new people are going to come into my organization? Well, what happens the last 4 days is a direct reflection of what you did or did not do the first 26 days. It's like the report card. Can't hide from the report card, because if you're not doing your daily activity of filling up your funnel and doing your BOB meetings, your BOBs, okay, there's no way you're going to build momentum throughout the month. But if you're doing, like we said, part-timers show the plan 4 times a week. Full-timers show the plan 4 times a day. Okay, that's just what it is. So just look at where you're at. Well, I'm a part-timer. I'm showing it 4 times a week. That's 4, 8, 12, 16 times a month. Okay, wonder how much business I'm going to do by the end of the month. Well, you should look at it. When we're in a startup and a launch of a company, a full-timer should bring in no less than 12 to 15 new people in a month. Part-timer, 6 to 8. Okay? Real simple. Brand new people that we can go to work with. This is why daily we have to check our new recruits. I keep my finger on the pulse. Okay, we have activity every day, but we're not where we need to be. That's for sure. So what do we have to do? Work. What do we have to do? Work. That's what we have to do every single day. We got to get good at showing the plan. That's just where we're at, guys. And if we ever take our eye off that recruit ball, you will rest assured your business will go into stagnant mode. If you want your business to turn around, it's real simple. Everybody is one good recruit away from having a new attitude. Real simple. It's amazing what one new person does to your motivation. It should never be that way, because one good person should never affect you. Why? Because you're working a business plan. But these are the key elements as you go out there and build your business. Right? Because it's the action steps. Those are the action steps. BOBs, webinars, talking to people, getting your statements. Because without the action, you're not going to get a result. Without the results, you'll never build your belief. And without belief, you'll never, ever, ever achieve your potential. I love potential. I think everybody that comes to us has unlimited potential. But the one thing that a lot of people leave out is action. You know why? Actions work. It's what it is. You know what this industry really creates a lot of the times? Looking for the one that's going to build a business for you. Well, I'm just going to sponsor Mike. I know Mike's going to open up the world. Mike's going to go crazy. And I'm just going to sit on top of Mike, and I'm going to earn my percentages. Good luck with that plan. Everybody's looking for the one that's going to build it for them. Let me help you with your business today. The day you become the person that takes responsibility for your business is the day your business takes off. Do you think I'm going to put my business in the hands of any one person? No, no. The reason why Affinity 24 is going to work is because Jeff and Lisa are here. Oh, that sounds arrogant, right? No, it's not arrogant. It's fact. It's fact. We're going to make it work regardless. Why? Because we're going to be the one. I'm not out there looking for the one. I'm out there giving everybody an opportunity. But whether they accept it or not has no bearing on my business. Why? I'm going to keep going. I'm on a mission. I'm hungry. I want that success, right? I want that next level. So it really makes no difference to me who says yes and who says no. That's my attitude. Why? I know there's 350 million more people to talk to. Let's go. Are you hungry? We got to get hungry. We have the best opportunity in our hands. And a lot of you are working very hard. You know who you are, and guess what? So do we. There's no hiding right now. 300 people can't hide. When we got 3 million people, maybe you can hide. We can't hide right now. We have to find the leadership. And leadership has a calendar. Leadership has their bobs every day. Every single day, they have people coming through. We have to all go out there and make our list. I keep saying this because I know there's people, even though you've been involved since the beginning, have you really made and talked to everybody on your list? Guys, it's urgency. We have to take what we have in our hands. Between now and April, we need a base of no less than 3,000 people. 3,000. We need 3,000 people that we recruited before April. 3,000. We got to go to work. Because I know out of 3,000, we're probably going to retain, right, 500. Do you know what kind of damage we could do with 500 people working a calendar? This is how it works, but it starts with what? It starts with us, the people on this call. It starts with really looking at yourself and going, what really is my commitment level? If you say you're full-time, then let's work a full-time calendar. And I'm going to put a challenge out there. I'm looking for the person that wants to be mentored. Okay? I want the person that wants to be held accountable. I like the people that call me. If I'm calling them, there's a problem. The people blowing up my phone are always the ones working. The ones I have to try to find, the answer's already there. If I have to try to find an agent, they don't want to be found, which means they're doing nothing. You've got to find your core group. And the core group of people are the ones that are the biggest pains in the butts. Because they're always calling. But I love those people. Okay, I got people calling me till midnight. Okay, and guess what? From other organizations. We're one team, guys. We're here to help everybody. So I just want to make sure we understand where we need to get to. And it starts with increasing the number of live events that we have going on. We're going to put a big map, okay, in our new training center. And we're going to put those little push pins where we know there's daily activity. And that is where our focus is going to be this year. If there's no push pin in your city, no company is coming to you to help you develop your market. You got to show that you are doing the right things, and then the result, the support will be there. But why would we come to a market if there's no consistent meetings? You follow me? Because you're going to walk into a market, and guess what? You'll have 20 people. You'll have 10 people. No, a leader can handle 10. You guys hear me on my webinars. We need, if you want us to come to your market, you got to put 10 people in the system. And when we set a date, now I got 10 people inviting to that event. So I know I'm going to walk into an event with no less than 50 to 60 people. Now that's worthy of my time. Why? Because I know I'm going to leave there with 25 new recruits. And I know out of 25 new recruits, I'm going to retain and sponsor 8 to 10. Well, I can make damage in a new city with 8 to 10 people that are hungry. That's how you do it. That's the system. We'll teach that system. I'm going to do a two-hour training, okay, on Super Saturday on the purpose of the system. I might even take 3 hours. Some people are probably going, no, Jeff, no, yes. We're going to work. We're all putting our big boy pants on, man. This is showtime. We got to embrace it. I've never been more excited in my life. Okay, and I'm going to put a challenge out. Outwork your global master distributor. Let's go. Let's go to work. All of us. That's the challenge. This is how you find your leadership. So, Bill, I want to thank you, okay, for allowing me to take the first 30 minutes. So I'm going to be on the call, and I'll chime in, you know, as I always do. But thank you so much, everybody.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I know we've got Mr. Rick Lindsay standing by. He was, again, was working very late last night, called me, I don't know, almost 11 o'clock my time. So good morning, Rick. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, buddy, loud and clear.
All right. Tell
everybody some exciting news. I know you're like Garrett here lately. You're working around the clock.
Hey, well, we're excited, man. We're excited about the opportunity that's being provided to the families and the people across the country that we haven't even met yet. You know, that's the great thing about this. When you get up every morning and you're thinking, you know, what person are we going to meet today whose life we're going to affect forever? I mean, it's an amazing thing. And I thought Jeff just did a phenomenal job really laying out the business and the work, you know, and the things that we have to do. And you know, there's always we always had sayings in my other businesses that, hey, if there's no recruits coming in, then get your butt up out of the chair and go recruit somebody, you know, and take them out, show them how to do it. And, you know, double-digit recruiting. So, well, we've got our office, as you heard. We're working around the clock. We had a guy, we locked him in last night, so he's getting all the paint cleaned up for us. We brought him some water, brought him a blow-up mattress. So you'll get to meet Rick. He's a big part of what we're doing. A lot of you guys know him. He's our roadie. He likes to call himself, setting up meetings. So Rick's doing a great job helping us get ready for next weekend. So everybody coming out for the event can see it. It's going to be awesome, man. It's one of the most beautiful offices I think I've ever been in. So we're excited about that, excited about the things that we're going to be able to do there. And the growth, and this is just a model. It's one thing that, you know, I was up late last night, I kept Bill up, but this is a model. When I look at this, I walked in the building last night, I thought, every person who walks in this store next week, I would really love to know their first thought, because the ones that have the first thought, I'm going to have one of these for myself, for my team, for, you know, the guys that are and gals that are working and blowing it up, that I can go out and help them and run a show in my town. Get your town fired up. Get it on the map. You know, make things happen. Look, start planning for opening your place. You know, your team's place, whatever your team name is. Team names are huge. I recommend some of you guys start thinking about your team name. You know, my team name was always Dreamweavers. So, you know, I have my Dreamweaver song playing at every event that I did for my team. We just had a great thing going. So pick your team. What is your team? You know, Team Rhinos. We had one of my friends, he was Team Rhino. So get your team. Get your team spirit. Get your jerseys together, you know. Show up with your team T-shirt, because we'd love to have a copy of your team T-shirt to hang in our training room. You know, we want to put them in there, the leadership teams. What's your team? What's your team T-shirt? So it's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun with that. We got a couple things. I want to do a little housekeeping. As Jeff was talking about the guy that he talked to with Nick yesterday. That runs through a system before Nick or Garrett will talk to people like that. So I want you guys to understand is I'm not telling busting a bubble, but I'm busting a bubble. In the field, we have a system, and we go through. Direct access to the CEO and COO has to go through filters. You can't have direct access because we're getting too big. It was nice when we first started back in November, but going forward, we've got a lot of stuff on their plates. They've got decisions constantly coming at them. And after we vet through some people who we think would, you know, be wanting to talk to, or that we would want to have talk to Nick or Garrett, you know, we have people wanting to come over right now that are going to bring, you know, they have 1,000 accounts in their book, 2,000 accounts in their book. So those type of conversations we do need to have, because we'll be bringing them over with their book of business. So just understand, go through the system. Don't go direct to the CEO and COO, because they don't want to disappoint you by not answering your questions or helping you, but they don't have time to do that. So just remember, go through your upline. Your upline will get into corporate. We'll get it done. If we need to bring in Nick or Garrett into the fold, we'll bring them into the fold. But right now we have a lot of major decisions that they have to work on, things they have to put together to make our opportunity much, much better for all of us out in the field. And that's what they're focused on. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but they've got work to do, and we've got work to do. And so we'll go do our jobs and let them do their jobs, which is build something that we can all be part of and make a lot of money with. So, and then I want to talk about, we are already firing up people. Wednesday, I talked about different companies and agent representatives for other companies out in the field are going to get all upset when they realize we're replacing their business and taking money out of their pockets and putting it back in the pockets of the business owners and in the pockets of people who really deserve it, which is our team. So we had a couple come in yesterday where we had a representative from another bank telling one of our agent's potential customers, a merchant, you know, Cornerstone, they're a middleman. They're just out there casting their net of deception, trying to push a pricing structure that no one can figure out that is good, so they can charge you as much as possible, and you'll never know what it is, where we're telling you the truth as the bank, and blah, 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 which was so awesome, man. That just fired me up. I was sitting in the office, I'm reading this email from a rep, and I'm like, this is what we're looking for. This is step one. Then it was an hour or two later, another one came in, same type of thing. You know, so get ready out there. Whenever a merchant calls their existing company after you've talked to them, whether it's your friend or not, who you're talking to, who's the merchant, the other company is going to lie. We actually pulled up, had a statement coming in from the bank that was telling them, we are casting a net of deception out there, and their effective rate was almost 5%. So who's deception? When you start reading statements and you go out and you collect statements, you're going to run into that. So understand this. Affinity 24 is the marketing and management company representing Cornerstone Payment Systems. Cornerstone Payment Systems is registered with MasterCard Visa. We have a lot of relationships in the industry. We're 14 years old. We even have our own gateway platform that we sell out to other companies. We did about $7 billion on our gateway last year. That's huge. That's not a little startup company. The products and services that Cornerstone Payment Systems is giving to Affinity 24 to take out to the industry are game changers. So you're representing one of the largest processors in the industry. We're just like going direct to a Bank of America or Wells Fargo. You know, they have to run through the same networks we do, the same platforms we do. There is no difference. Heartland Payment Systems is no different at Heartland Bank than going to Cornerstone Payment Systems. So we are a top-tier producer. We're a top-tier provider, and we handle everything. We settle transactions. We have a large bank that I met with in Houston on the phone the other day. They are dying to become a new settlement bank for us, a big international bank. And what they want, after they sat down and I explained Cornerstone Payment Systems and Affinity 24 to them, and where we're going and how many representatives we're going to have in the field selling products, they're all over it. They're like, all right, we need to bring in the top brass. We want to get this done. We want to put a relationship together with you guys. We want to be one of your settlement banks of choice. So if we were casting a web of deceit and deception out there, we wouldn't have a big international bank foaming at the mouth to get our business. So those are great things. Now, with regards to rates, when we put out the product flyer, so you have the brochure that has the Affinity Edge, thanks to Chester giving us the name, the Affinity Edge, the Affinity Edge with the tablet system, and then the FD-130 terminal flyer. Those flyers on the back have a rate structure. That's just a standard get started rate structure. Now, that's a four-tier structure on the tablet and on the FD-130. Four-tiered means we have a price structure for debit cards, for the signature debit transaction, where you use a debit card and you sign for the transaction. Then we have a price structure for a credit card with no rewards points attached to it. That's the second tier pricing. The third tier pricing is the credit cards with rewards. Because in the industry, the rewards that people receive for using their credit card are not paid by the bank that issued the credit card. They're paid by all the merchants who accept that credit card at their location, and it's charged in the interchange. That's why they cost more to process. And then the fourth tier is our non-qualified tier, which would be keyed-in transactions on a merchant who's set up to swipe, and commercial cards, corporate cards, things like that. If you have a business owner who is not on a tiered-type pricing structure, or they don't have a fixed rate, they will be on what's called Interchange Plus pricing. For those businesses, we'll analyze that for you, and we'll go back. We can give an Interchange Plus pricing because that's what they're on, that's what they're used to. Now, in our industry, Interchange Plus pricing has been reserved for the large accounts. Now, we know there's a lot of representatives out in the marketplace trying to give stuff away, and they give pricing that you would normally give to a $2 or $3 or $4 million client or up to someone doing $1,000, $2,000 a month. It doesn't really help them. Businesses who only process a couple $1,000s a month, a few $1,000s a month, being on Interchange Plus pricing doesn't really help them. It's a difference of pennies. So we'll still do that for them. We're not going to change them out of it, but most of the time, our tiered pricing plan will wipe out about 70% of the pricing structures out there. We had a doctor's office that I analyzed yesterday, and we put our tiered pricing plan up against what they have, just our standard tier plan, saved the doctor about $400 a month in processing. And that's just using our standard plan. That is not going in and saying, what do we got to do special to get this account? $400 a month at a doctor's office just going in with our four-tiered pricing structure. That is huge, guys. But look at it. When you look at their statements, you'll be able to tell. And as we're going, we're going to be training you more. We're making a better, more of a pre-qualification sheet so you can start understanding more of what we're doing out in the field, in our side when we analyze the statement, to start teaching you little by little. Remember, we talked about the other day, inch by inch, it's a cinch. We're going to just add a little bit more knowledge. So when you're picking up statements, we want you to start extracting a little more data off of those so you can learn. So a lot of the times, you'll be able to just go ahead and put it together and get it closed yourself. Eventually, you're not going to be needing to send as much stuff in. And that cycle will continue. Then you'll start teaching your people, and you'll be in your training center, and you'll be showing your team how to do it. And then you'll be getting more accounts. And pretty soon you'll be at a diamond level, and you're making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month. And you're enjoying life, and you're changing the lives of the people all around you. So in our pricing structure, look at it. Look in the back office under the pricing, under training. Look at the tiered plan. Now, our tiered pricing structure includes interchange fees. So the real cost of doing business, our what we have to pay out, is included in that process. And in our trainings, we will be teaching you how that works. And in the webinars, we're going to do a webinar on it and show you in our industry, we call it DIA, discount minus interchange minus assessments equals profit. So we're going to be teaching you how that works so you can see that our tiered pricing plan is off the charts phenomenal. It's better than what most anybody out there will be offering, and you still get to make money with it. So, but understand who Cornerstone is. We're a player in the industry. We are a phenomenal force to be dealt with. They really don't know. You know, we're not on their radar because their radar isn't tuned to pick up the speed that we're going to be traveling at here right now. We're going to blow by them, and the radar is just going to sit still. They won't know what hit them until we're done. And that's what's exciting, man. I get fired up about that. So we are opening Texas, officially opening Texas. We're starting in Houston, Texas. Area-wide opportunity meeting and training, Friday night, February the 6th, 7 p.m. at the DoubleTree Intercontinental Hotel right by Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. 7 p.m. Friday night, opportunity meeting, rolling out Affinity 24 to the Houston, Texas area. Then Saturday, same hotel from 10 till 4. We're doing a training, a Super Saturday training at the same hotel, the DoubleTree Houston Intercontinental. It's on the Affinity 24 website. If you go to affinity24.com, click on events, and you'll see it on there for February. So anybody you know in the Texas area, get them to Houston Friday night. I'm going to be there. We're going to crank it up. We're going to roll Houston out Saturday, Super Saturday training. We're going to get them up to speed. We're going to get leaders out in the field working. We've got some great people coming on board that I spoke with yesterday and who have great backgrounds. So we'll have leadership on the ground that was willing to help everybody, whether you're in their downline or not. So we're going to put together a superstar team down in Texas, and we're going to take over that state starting on February the 6th. So we're rolling out the weekend after our grand opening of our training center. It's our grand opening of the state of Texas. So we were down there. It's worth it. We've got some leadership teams. I know several of you out there on this call have people in the Houston and Dallas area. Get them to Houston February the 6th. If you're available to get down there, get down there, and let's make this thing happen. Let's start duplicating our training, get things rolling, and get on the road to freedom. So I think that's about it off the top of my head, Bill.
Hey, Rick, that's a lot of great information. You know, and what you were talking about with the emails or the info that you got back from some competitors, you know, I want to say a little quote by Gandhi. You know, first they ignore you. Like you said, they don't even know we're there. But first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, and then you win. And, you know, it's exactly true. We've seen it with several other companies. I mean, you talked about a couple of companies that went through the same thing, but now they're starting to come in and they're starting to ridicule. So, hey, Rick, I've got our chief operating officer in the queue. Again, I know he was out very late last night as well as the night before. You know, a lot of times it'll be almost midnight when we get to talk because he's just covered up all day long, guys, getting this thing done. So let me bring on Mr. Garrett Logan. Hey, Garrett, got you live on Block Call.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
Hey, loud and clear.
Okay, good. Yeah, there is so much great information. I was listening to Jeff and to Rick and the excitement that's happening. And again, guys, you know, we went back, a couple of key points that Jeff is going over. I know a lot of people, you know, continue to, there's some dialogue going back and forth about the recruitment and constantly be recruiting. You know, he's 100% right. It's like trying to get, you know, you're consistently interviewing employees to try to figure out who can go out there and get the job done. So, you know, part of this recruitment sponsorship process is finding out really, like I'm just reemphasizing what Jeff said, is who's going to go out and get the job done. It's not, you know, again, there could be perceptions of, you know, we're sitting here just cashing in on $300. ARCs, you know, obviously, I just want to make it very clear, that is not an accurate assessment. The accurate assessment is that it takes a lot more than $300 to we run a company that we're going to run. We are on Fuego, which what we're doing in all channels, and I keep going and reemphasizing how the refinement is you know, getting better on a daily basis. But just take a step back if you've been watching the process of this for the last month and a half, and say, you know, guys, we have buildings. We have buildings that I personally own. We don't like the flow of the way it works, so we go around the corner and we put everybody under one umbrella to make it streamlined. It's not flashy flash, you know, this is the only reason we're doing it. This office is very nice. It is very, you know, I mean, it's you know, to me, it's like a dream come true. But, you know, it's not all about just pressing on that. We're doing this to say, on the left is Cornerstone, here's the processing, here's how everything's going to happen. On the right, here's Affinity. On the here's where the training takes place, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever Jeff's schedule is going to be. And here's the process. After they're done with training, I'm going to sit there with these guys every single day. Okay, what statements do we have in? We're going to do a daily training there. It's just, you know, look at our commitment, okay? This is our commitment to the nation and where we want to be, and this is what we're going to replicate, okay? We got to start here, and we're starting with a very big office, a lot bigger than taking all mine and putting them under one umbrella. But look at the commitment. So go out there and get some people, because you're going to have to go through. Sometimes you have to go through 5 to get 1 or 10 to get 2 or whatever the number happens to be. But we're finding that, you know, the people that I don't know that the people that Jeff's had relationships, or Bill or Eric or, you know, Gary Elvis or, you know, any, you know, George K. I don't know who they have relationships with. All I can tell you is that there's when people go and they recruit somebody who recruits somebody, then you get these phone calls like my brother and Jeff were on yesterday. I've never met these people before. Now, the only way to do that is the continuous process of getting out there and getting and staying busy. All you're going to do is take your efforts and replicate it and have 10 people replicating that. And you guys know the system. It will grow. You know, rely on what we're doing. Know our dedication. And like Bill saying, I am definitely not the one that will sit on the phone and say, hey, I was up till, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. You know, but I'll tell you, I was up at 3 o'clock and I went to bed at 12 o'clock. Why? Because I can't shut my mind off, because I know the commitment I've made now with getting a building, and I know the commitment that our staff has, and I know the people's livelihoods that are on the line right now. It is time to get busy. Get busy. Let's make it happen. You know, and you know, when Rick is bringing up statements like what was just said, I'm sitting here parked in a parking lot of the office. I have chills in my arms only because I know the desperation when somebody is going to lose a $100,000 merchant that they've been really sticking for the last, you know, 5 years and stuffing their – and they have the nerve to say, oh, we're not a bank. I mean, you know, if you don't understand our relationship with MasterCard and Visa, the first thing I want you guys to do is educate yourself on – where we are in the marketplace. Rick has said, you know, my brother's had Cornerstone open for 14 years. I've had Cutting Edge Bank Card Service now open 24 years. I'm in my 25th year. I keep saying 23 years because the years go by. You know, this is something that to be reckoned with, guys. These bankers will say anything to you know, out of desperation, because they know they lose that account, they lose lining their pocket. So when the day is done, guys, realize when we're getting guys that literally are documenting, I didn't see this, but I am shocked that a sales rep would actually be documenting something on an email or a text or a fax saying how, you know, we're not this, we're direct with MasterCard and Visa. We pay licensing fees times 5. We have it through my relationships, my previous relationship, the one that we have with Cornerstone, all these banks that we have relationships, we have to pay a licensing fee. We have to put deposits down because we're a wholesale relationship with MasterCard Visa. They are very often what they're saying. We are direct just like they potentially are. In some cases, they're not as direct as we are. So don't, you know, I look at the positive, there's definitely the negative. And when somebody starts reaching into the bag of slander tricks, you know you are on something, and I am jacked up about that. So anyway, that's not just put some hypothetical story up your head. So,
Garrett, we're losing you.
Are you losing me? Okay. All right. You just haven't seen anything yet. We're on it. So anyway, guys, God bless you. Have a great weekend. If there's, just keep pushing forward. We're going to hump it up to get this office ready to go. We got a lot of work to do. Rick was saying, Jeff was saying, we're going to work day and night, get it all fixed up, ready to go. And, we look forward to who's ever going to make the commitment to come out here. So God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate, as always, hearing from our corporate leadership. Guys, I know there's a lot of you in the queue. We've only got about 3 minutes. I'm going to see if I can get to a couple of you real quick. I've got a caller, area code 661, ending in 9669. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Hello. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. This is Chris Chalmers calling here out of Temple City, California. About 20 minutes outside of Los Angeles. First, really quickly, like to give that ever-important shout-out to the leadership team, Mr. and Mrs. Giammalva, you, sir, Mr. Bill Resides, Mr. Lindsay, Mr. Medina, Mr. Diamond, obviously the Mr. Logan brothers, very, very blessed to have every single one of you. And the system, including Kevin and Orina's support, just absolutely fantastic people. And, I wanted to call in for two reasons today. One, just to say I am so fired up about what we're going to do here and what we're already doing. And two, kind of goes back to what Mr. Giammalva said, is you got to figure things out, okay? I was blessed to be able to hit the consultant level, and it was done in about 10 days, and it was doing exactly what they said. It was calling our people, being excited about what we're doing. And I got to be honest, a couple of them, it was, hey, I've got this thing. You need to get in. Give me $300. And we got it going. So, having that attitude of let's just get it done, we got three accounts. We put them in 2 days. And
wow.
to know that just those first three accounts, we're saving those two business owners, because one of them owns two businesses that we put in, $350 a month. So
nice.
That's three businesses. Yeah, and my goal, I've set a goal personally, I'm going to save our merchants $50,000 this year. So we're $3,600 in, and we've got a lot more to go. But number one, I would say just have that attitude, get it done. As far as the testimony, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mr. Craig Diamond. I was on the phone with him for about 30 minutes the other day, talking about Core Donate. We've got some churches we're about to start working with. And he took time to go through the website with me of one of these organizations and talk to me about the approach that we should take. And, you're talking about a guy that's so passionate about what he's doing that he leaves one meeting, he's in the car with me, talks to me for 30 minutes and goes, hey, man, I want to keep talking, but I got to go and take my wife out to dinner for her birthday. So I wanted to give a huge shout-out to the commitment that Mr. Diamond has. And just to give one more update, and then I'll get off here, but the last
Hey, Chris, we got about 45 seconds. I don't want you to be cut off. So, I'd love to hear from you further,
hey,
but
hey,
I want to tell everybody real quick. Yes.
Hey, Bill, real quick, I just want to make sure everybody knows, webinar today is at 4 o'clock Pacific, and Sunday night at 6. 4 today, 6 o'clock Sunday.
Perfect. All right, guys, get yourselves on the webinar. Again, get back on the calls again next week, guys. We have the same time, same place on Wednesday and Friday. There were several of you in the queue today. I think we had about 14 people that we just couldn't get to. A lot of excitement happening, guys. We want to hear from you. So get on the webinars today, and look, guys, we look forward to seeing you next week in sunny California. Talk to you guys then.